Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Craig. How you doing?
Good, sweetie. How are you?
Okay, the Living Hits. Are you serious? This is the best album ever.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I definitely know it's my best album because I've taken all the hits that everybody liked, re-sang them, sang them better. I feel like it's. I've been telling everybody it's the high-def version of the stuff that they've come to like. And the new music is real fresh and exciting, and I think time will show that they will be some of the biggest hits of my career.
Okay, wait a second. Wake Up Loving You. I want to talk about this. And when I first got the song, I was like, wait a second. This is one of the most powerful, heartbroken songs I've heard in years. I'm saying it on record right now, Craig.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way. I felt it when I heard it. Just a big old hit song, and I'm excited to be able to sing it.
But when you're so in love with your wife like you are, how do you get to a place where you can sing a song where you're so desperately heartbroken, you just, even when we hear you cry in the song?
I know this seems really corny and totally made up, but I'm really weird in love with my wife. I'm one of those guys that, 25 years, and I feel like we just started dating some days. We still have a relationship, and it's awesome. I know it seems so cheesy and corny, but it's a reality. And that song for me is I would be that guy if I didn't have her, if something happened at this point in our life. Now, I can't say that that's going to be the case in a month. I might hate her tomorrow, but...
Nice!
But today, we're deeply in love, and if she weren't there, I would be that guy.
Okay, I got a question for you then, because earlier in the show we were talking today about how my husband was supposed to meet me at our local bar, and he fell asleep and ditched me.
I love it.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's funny. But we do that. We're dudes.
But you laughed at it.
Well, yeah, because that's funny. You have to think that's funny. If my wife did that to me, I'd be like, that's jacked up, but that is funny.
I mean, if you were to do that to your wife, what would you have done to make it up to her?
Oh, I'd have to buy a car or something.
Yeah.
She's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an addition to this house going to be built next week. Yeah, because of that crap.
Oh, my God. I love that you just said that. So I got a new car hopefully coming my way. All right. We're going to play Wake Up Loving You. You going to stay with us till it's all over and we'll talk some more?
You bet, honey.
We're back with Craig Morgan, Living Hits. You can find that new song you just heard, Wake Up Loving You. Craig, I know you get asked this a lot, and I know artists may not like it, but I'm serious. Which one is your favorite out of the hits you've already put out? Which one would you say gets you the most geeked up?
I don't know. Every hit is special in its time and in its place. If God said you got to pick one, I would probably say Almost Home, and that's just because it was such an impacting song early on in my career. That's the one that kind of kicked the doors open for me. So that's kind of where it started. And it was a song that everyone said was way too country and way too long for radio and ended up being this huge, huge hit.
And isn't that even better? Isn't that even sweeter taste? Really? Ha ha.
Yeah, I'm not a vindictive person. But anybody enjoys success, and it's nice to be right.
I love that you said if God told you to pick one. I've never heard it like that before.
Yeah, well, because it's hard. It's hard to say this is my favorite song I've ever recorded because, it depends on where you're at in your life. That's like today your favorite song may be Wake Up Loving You, but tomorrow it might be something else. It's just the way it is in life.
Well, I know you're a busy guy and you're going to get going now. Before you go, though, I got to wish you lots of luck because you must absolutely, positively love this time of year. It's hunt season upon us, Craig.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough time of year for me, though, because we're touring and hunting. So I'm not home very much between now and December.
Do you ever tell your booking agent, though, to be like, look, dude, I need you to put me in the Midwest here in November. I need to be here in October. Don't you have a say in that so you can go get the big ones when you want?
Yeah, well, what I do is I tell them here's the areas I'd like to be in around this time. If it works out, that's great. If not, then I will work it around my schedule because the touring is what's more important, really.
Oh, Craig, well, I hope you get your buns up here to Green Bay, Wisconsin because we're definitely waiting for you.
I hope I get to as well.
All right, Craig Morgan, it's in stores, Living Hits. It's amazing, the journey. Get it. And, Craig, thanks for taking the time to call us this morning.
Oh, thank you, hon. Appreciate the support.